Howdy, everybody. We had some difficulty getting the files together for today's episode, so instead of not releasing anything, I thought we might bless the feed with an old episode from Daniel and I's original podcast, which was just called Hosted Pod. On this episode, our buddy and guest Schaefer Bourne researched modern vampires, and we dug into that topic. You can catch Schaefer on his cooking show Lightning Hot, which is on twitch.tv/hostedpod. He does that every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. PST. We will be back with our regular programming on Sunday, but I hope you enjoy this episode of Hosted Pod. Paulette did clean up the audio for this, but the original recording quality was not the best, but I think it's totally listenable. All right, hope you enjoy. Later.
I'm funny.
Hi, and welcome to Hosted. I'm still debating. I guess we didn't talk about that at all. If we're going to call it Hosted, like Host Ed. You know what I mean? Like host education, like we're educating the hosts.
Well, I don't think we have to go into the too deeply. We just be like, hey, it's Hosted. And, you know, we're here to do the education part of it where we have someone else tell a story, which is really just a sneaky way to keep us from having to research anything this week, which is really what's going on here.
Oh, Daniel, you didn't introduce yourself. Or I didn't introduce you.
Yeah, you didn't either. You stopped it. But anyways, this is Hosted with Adam and Daniel.
Thanks for saying my name first.
Hold on. You just start it again. Say this is Hosted, and then we'll...
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm going to leave all this in. This is like.
Yeah, I know, but you still got to do it.
Okay.
It's the rules.
Hi, and welcome to Hosted with me, Adam.
And me, Daniel. And this week we got our buddy Schaefer.
That had no like flavor to it. Here's our buddy Schaefer. No, man, we're here with the actor and
actor, comedian,
Wiley man.
Yeah.
Former football player, person who likes Yeti mugs.
He loves those things. He loves cooking, television series, breathing. He loves a lot of things. It's our buddy, our friend Schaefer.
Schaefer Bourne.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Old Shay Dog.
Should we beep your last name?
You know, I was wondering why both of you guys weren't using your last names, but that makes sense. I don't care.
No, I would use my last name. I use my last name on PlayStation.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And your middle initial. As
yeah.
Well,
you could steal my identity and play Grand Theft Auto with me
for the address.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk about any of the things that we mentioned about you.
Getting very personal.
We're just gonna have you tell us a little story, some information.
Yeah. And again, it's it's not an excuse for us to not have to do something.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I assumed that we were all going to have stories, so I hope I have enough information.
There's been more than once where my story has gone like 35 minutes, and then we're just like, this was supposed to be a 45 minute, podcast, and then I've dragged on with my half researched nonsense.
Yeah. I fully intend on rambling and probably repeating the same facts over and over a bunch.
Yeah.
So be prepared for that.
Ooh, I've got a great idea. In the notes of our feed, we can include a timestamp to when the thing actually starts. So like if you wanted to skip Mark Maron's little thing.
Yeah.
So let's do a second intro. Hi, thanks for skipping. Welcome to Hosted with Adam and
Daniel.
And our good buddy
Schaefer.
I think that's going to work. I think a lot of people are going to use that.
Yeah, I think maybe we might just cut it there.
Okay. you don't think that, okay. All right, that's fair.
So, Schaefer, I asked you to research modern vampires.
Yes, you did. That is true.
And that can be interpreted a few ways, I guess. So I'm interested to see what you dug up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, there's a lot.
Did you decide like what a modern? Because I didn't know what Adam meant by a modern vampire. Is it
now? You just sent me a text message that said perfect.
Yeah, I know, because I didn't have anything smart to say, and also I was just like, I'm really glad he came up with something, and I didn't have to. But
easy week for Daniel.
Yeah, just no. I'm a bad student. Anyway, get out of work. But we're just saying like right now, like a vampire right now.
Yeah, like right now, vampire, right now.
Yeah. So like
that's what we're saying.
Okay. Yes. So like vampires who are currently alive.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I really like that you guys kind of didn't fully know what you were looking for when you asked me, because vampires exist.
That's what I was hoping.
They're
That's
everywhere,
what I
baby.
Was hoping. I was hoping there were some people who were like,
oh,
we're vampires.
Not just some, quite a few. And there's different categories, and there is different beliefs within their own ranks. There is a really nice website that I used as a source called theblackbooks.com.
Correction, that's theblackbooks.net.
There is the sanguinarian.net, which is also a good source of information.
The sanguinarian.
Yeah, which is actually, I don't know if you want me to just jump on into it, but sanguinarian is actually the other term for what they consider themselves, modern day vampires, because sanguinarian just means he who drinks blood.
Oh, okay.
Can you describe one of these websites to me? Like are they like wikis or?
Yes. Okay. So the sanguinarian is very basic, like wiki looking. Like there's a lot of little hyperlinks like everywhere, and it's kind of like a turquoise background, and it doesn't really
turquoise.
Like,
yeah. I wouldn't have expected turquoise.
Yeah, it's kind of
doesn't invoke spookiness at all.
It's good that they have a little bit of color in their design. Also, you know what? I guess you can't expect vampires to or sanguinarians to be good graphic designers.
Yeah.
So like I guess that you wouldn't expect them to be like, there's no graphic designers drinking blood. They got too much, you know.
I mean, you know, if we're talking about vampires, what we typically think of as vampires, I would be upset with any vampire like not being good at like most things, to be honest.
That's true. I mean, I would think they would be suave as hell.
Other than maybe like badminton. That might be.
Yeah, you mostly like play that in the sunlight.
It's a day
that's
sport.
A sun sport.
That's an outdoor thing.
Yeah. Sun hats. Or
I ain't never played badminton inside. Not once.
No.
Not never. Well,
how many times have you played it outside?
I mean, as a child, we had our own setup.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh.
Came from some money.
I was good at it. And badminton's kind of one of those white sports because white people can play it because it's real easy because the shuttlecock doesn't fly very fast. It's really like it's
wait,
the
are you saying that white people are, in fact, better at easy sports?
No, white people need easier sports to play,
okay.
You know, because right now white people can't, you know, they can't compete very well in all the sports. So they have to have like
because that sounds started out making fun of white people and then saying white people aren't as good at all the sports makes it sound racist in the other direction.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, listen, part of this podcast is getting to the truth, and the truth of the matter is badminton is. So white people can feel good about themselves. That's what it's for.
There's a lot of lobbing. It's like it's a lobbed base game.
And well, foxes play it too. Haven't you ever seen Disney's animated Robin Hood? Because Maid Marian is killing it with the badminton. And then there's that chicken and the shuttlecock goes down her chicken breasts. Like she's Maid Marian's caretaker.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And she does a dance.
Yeah. Yeah. And she, if I remember correctly, she is well
is foxy.
Endowed.
Yeah.
That chicken.
Yeah. She got some of those hormone breasts. Yeah. You know, those, like those artificial.
Yeah. That's
flavors.
A Tyson.
But sexy no, Tyson. I would imagine that vampires or sayings, as I'm going to call them from now on, that's short for sanguinarian.
It actually is.
Daniel, you're already inventing terminology.
Yeah, that is there.
So I would imagine, I mean, you want them to be pretty, but how many of them are I don't know. You go back where, but I'm worried, like, I feel
Daniel,
like these
it sounds
people,
like you are you are already putting these people into groups. You basically created vampires.
You're already being racist.
I don't look, I'm coming down hard on them, but like, I mean, you know, how many of them are working out? That's what I'm saying. You know, how many of them are like exercising?
You know, really, from what I found, style and like how they kind of present themselves, it's they share a lot with people who consider themselves to be goth. So there's a lot of like similar styles in that regard. And you know, that makes sense because, you know, it's like, you know, they want the pale skin. They, you know, they and actually, I even in one of the websites I went to, there was a link for vampire personals, and I went to it, and it just took me straight to a goth dating website, which I didn't even know existed. But I mean, I'm glad it does, I guess, you know. So yeah, you know, there's a lot of that. But the thing is like there's also this whole other category of vampires who are they're like into the role playing side. They're like vampire lifestylers. And it's they dress up as what we would expect from like a fictional vampire, more like a Dracula or something, you know, like they wear like the ruffled sleeves and like long nails and and, you know, and things like that. And actually they are sort of it's a mixed crowd on with what people who consider themselves real vampires, whether they should like hate these people or not, because they're not real vampires, you know.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. So the ones who are role-playing are looked at as not real vampires because...
Things do not like
them. It would be like a regular fox looking at a furry and being like, what do you think you're up to?
Exactly.
Because they're playing a part. They're like, all of their vampire-ness is like, you know, pop culture-y. Because like they're wearing the clothes they're wearing and stuff. Now, is there like some lore, like the real sayings? Like, did they like get their lore from something? Like, I was wondering, is it connected to Satanism, or is there like just a bunch of like Aleister Crowley, that fella? Is it a bunch of like his shit, or is it like where do they get their business from?
Like, yeah, no, actually, very non-religious. It's not about that at all. It's they kind of want come one, come all. You know, there is some bleed over with some people who might also think that they are witches or consider themselves to be witches too, so they can cast spells. So I guess in that regard, there are some people who kind of are, I guess, Wiccan, I guess, or whatever. I'm not really. I don't know a whole lot about that.
There's a little bit of magic.
I think there's Wiccan, and then there's like another one that is also like black magic, and it's two separate things. But for the most part, no. What these people are people who, in their opinion, cannot live life to the fullest unless they ingest either blood. Those are sanguinarians, psychic energy.
Oh,
there are energy vampires, and they are called psi vampires, and they feed off of others' energy, like just like physical energy, emotional energy. A lot of them also feed off of pranic energy, which is kind of like it's like a Hindu thing.
Do you suck energy like Wi-Fi? Like you can like I can get your energy just from here, or do we have to like have some type of movement that they make? Like an energy, like a energy wave, energy handshake.
You know, I'd want that to happen. And some people do think, from what I read, because the another one of my sources here is the legit subreddit, just called Real Vampires. And it's connected to the Black Books and ran by the same people who run the website, the Black Books. There are some people who like to meditate. And they think they can do what is called a long distance energy drain or energy feed, actually, is what it is. And you can, like, if you know someone good enough and know where they live, maybe know where their location is, you're able to do it from long distances. But for the most part, people who consider themselves to be psychic vampires just like will go into a crowd or something and can just feed off of like a crowded mall and will feel themselves just completely rejuvenated.
Yeah,
you know,
just like sit outside of a Cinnabon and just like
to me like someone who's been in their house for a long time and then it's finally outside. I'm not trying to trash on psi vampires.
Yeah, you're about to wake up one day and your energy's gonna be sucked out.
And these people can, and some do, do it for, like, in spite. You know, some people will. It's almost like a curse. Like, they feel like they can suck the energy out of someone. Like, you know, there was one thing I read where a guy was like, you know, and, like, the next day he, like, called in sick to work, you know, because I sapped his energy.
Oh.
Like, yeah. And, you know, and a lot of vampires look down upon that. A lot of people, they're like, we don't want to do that. This is something that we just have to do. Right, we're not. Yeah. It's not a power. It shouldn't be used in this way. But
it, so it is like if you pull energy away from someone, you're taking something from them. Just like if you were to drink their blood.
Yeah.
So there's supposed to be some sort of price that's being paid.
Definitely.
But they don't want to use their powers for bad.
No.
It seems like there's a little bit of devil in here. I'm a little bit. You know, I think there's some devil in this. But even if they say that there's not, I think the devil's afoot.
Do they have any? Yeah, what is the lore? We should get back to like what do they think is the reason for this? You know anything
so,
about that?
Yeah, so if we're talking about modern day, the Sangs that I'm talking about, or Psy vampires.
Oh, now you're using Sangs.
They
too?
Call themselves Sangs.
Oh,
yeah,
nailed
yeah.
it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I feel much less dirty about that.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of them would prefer to be called Sanguinarians, but we can get into that later if we want
Wait,
to.
But do they call themselves Sangs? Or Sanguinarians.
It's just like a shortened shortened form.
Y'all know,
yeah, yeah.
Y'all know
I'm
that,
just trying to figure out if Daniel invented it as a slur or well, if it's something
he's
that
trying
he
to figure out. Trying to figure
Daniel
out
is a bigot for sure. But
you know, yeah, and also if when the devil's involved, I think that you know if the devil might be involved in here, I think I have freedom to find out and use the language needing to be used. Hold on a second, I got
to
get this out.
Get to the point. Yeah,
You know that
it's a joke
that
he's
Italian,
been sitting on.
You know that Italian. Festival that they have called the Feast of San Gennaro or San Gennaro. You ever heard of that?
No.
Nope.
I've been trying to make a joke, kind of connect the Feast of Sanguinarians, you know, and so like you would have a bunch of little pop-up tents and different types of bloods sitting around, like different artisanal bloods, and you know, you walk around and
sample
and sample blood.
It's like a chili cook-off.
Yeah, but all these yeah. but all these vampires are Italians.
Daniel, definitely put this in your writing packet and send it to Family Guy ASAP.
There. Yeah, go ahead and nest on that one.
The Feast of Sanguinarians. Well,
is it still
cook
on
that
spaghetti?
One up a little.
Now I'm trying to do an Italian accent, an Italian guy.
Hit oh, well, thank you for explaining it before you do it.
Yeah, no, that's what I do. Order an O-positive blood, you know, like the fancy shit, you know.
Uh-huh.
All right, back to your devil worship.
I'm really ready for that to come out later. I hope that that's still gonna happen.
I like my blood with my gabagool.
Oh, it's a little Sopranos.
Okay. AJ.
Why, Luigi? But I'm a vampire. I don't remember what you were saying, Schaefer.
We were trying to get into the lore, the interesting stuff.
Oh yeah, right? Why are they vampires?
Man, these people honestly treat this thing like it is. It's like both kind of a little bit of like a magical thing that has happened to them, but it's just something you're born with. It's not. There's none of the turning. There's none of like the biting someone and changing them into a vampire. It's really just about the need and desire to drink blood, and that's or energy or both sometimes. And that I think that's what was like the most interesting thing about it all. It's just that there are all these people, you know, like I said, who are more like on the fictional side, but these people really do just think kind of they have like a medical condition. And there are some people who are called medical sanguinarians who believe that it's completely medical and there is a scientific reason for it. Whereas the other people who just consider themselves to be Sangs or just vampires. Vampires is really what is still used more, real vampires, is that it's just a force that you are born with and you therefore have to drink blood or energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it human blood?
Human blood is like preferred.
The Rolls-Royce of blood.
That's the Rolls-Royce. You can drink animal blood if you want to get by, but it's not as potent, apparently, and also it's a little bit more dangerous, apparently, to drink animal blood, which is strange to me because kind of in a way we're all always, if we're meat eaters, always drinking animal blood.
Yeah, not usually drinking human blood with all those things that can happen.
But wait a minute.
It's very dangerous. You have to know who you're getting it from.
There's a problem here because this whole time, like, I've been assuming, like, all right, they drink people's blood. They probably have like a partner or like a group of people or like an easy way to get some human blood from a willing participant. But where are you getting this animal blood? Because now I'm not on their side anymore. If they're going out there getting animal blood and bleeding, you know, they're out there like bleeding a terrier or something.
Now that could be happening. You know. Someone could be like snatching up a Shih Tzu.
Yeah, I mean, can you order up some like pig blood? And also,
yeah, you can order pig blood for sure.
Yeah, like there's like you know, there's some certain types of markets that just sell blood, like Asian markets. A lot of times will have like pork blood that you can
get. Like blood pudding. Or...
Okay.
And a lot of times people will just get that and heat it up. I read that one person likes to put it in her wine. and drink it because it makes it a little bit more palatable, I guess. But what I couldn't really find was a...
She doesn't sound committed is what it sounds like. It sounds like she's a little bit of a cop-out, and like she's just going for the fed, and also...
I bet she's just putting a little drop in for each glass of wine. She's just a wino.
Well...
she's a little bit of a lush.
Excuse.
That lady needs to lay off the sauce.
You know, there are some people who really like to do it, and it's almost only while having sex. There's a whole sect of them who are... Who are like the sexual sanguinarians.
Oh, you just dropped off, Mike.
Sexual sanguinarians.
Yeah, thanks. We need that one more time.
Sexual sanguinarians.
Thanks.
This is what I've been... Perfect. This is actually... This is, I didn't want to jump right into... This is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, well, one of the things that you can get from drinking blood, other than just like a huge like wave of euphoria, you know, almost like...
Is a boner.
Is a fucking boner.
Mm. Well, at this point in my life, I'll try anything. So, you know.
Man, you might be one of these people. I don't know. Have you ever like gotten a splinter or something and like sucked on it and like...
I mean, every time I cut my finger, and in my business, I cut my fingers a lot. You know, I suck on it. You know, but what do they do? Like what's... I mean, what does the blood come before, after, during?
Does it have to do with menstruation?
I didn't see anything on that, but come on. I mean, why not? You know?
What do you mean, joke, Daniel? How is that a joke? We're talking about sex and vampires. I would think that's the easiest way to
take before we got to menstrual blood.
Hey, we made it 24 minutes. Until we cut the first 10 minutes off for being trash.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, that's completely gone now, right? That's not even going to be used at all anymore.
No, definitely not.
Well, if I edit it, it's going to be there because I'm not going to want to go in and cut it up.
just for everybody who wants to know a little bit, it was basically two different intros and then a lot of the things that I like to do listed off.
Yeah.
So
you want to try to recreate it again, especially if we've left it on.
Oh yeah, because it's... I mean, look, listen, I'm probably gonna leave it on. I don't know. We'll see.
If it's left on, then you just got another description of what you already heard.
Oh, one second. There's a wheelbarrow.
Sorry, I just shat my pants.
Yeah.
Oh, you're terrified of wheelbarrows. Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about blood and sex.
Yeah,
and apparently, I was way out of bounds to mention menstruation being a part of it.
Well, it's just gross.
Yeah, we don't talk about... I mean, there's too much devil in this conversation anyways. We don't want to talk about it. Anyways, no, how's it used? How's it used? Like, what's going on?
Man, there's I mean, you know, usually they'll just like let blood in some way. A lot of times, like one guy said that he likes someone to like prick his back with a scalpel. And they just like, you know, put the lips right on there and suck it straight from the source. Some people actually do use fangs that they have either implanted or that they can put in. And I mean, the description was like, you know, this can be done, but it's not recommended because it hurts. Like, yeah, really? Yeah, one guy was like, it kind of just feels like you're getting bit by a dog. But yeah, some people actually do that. But for the most part, honestly, this is all done like very hygienic. They feel like they have to do this. So a lot of people will keep this as sterile as possible. And most of the time, if you are drinking from like a partner of yours, which is a whole nother thing that is in the vampire world, the donors. And there are people who are non-vampires who just want to be donors.
Wow. Everyone's got something.
So, you know what? I might be a saying over here because you know I like a you know I'll chew on a back every now and again, or I like, you know, so like, you know, I'm coming around to this place.
You know I we all get a little chewy sometimes. Have any of you ever like had an experience where blood was maybe accidentally like ingested or know anybody?
There was one time when I was young, I was playing on a playground with a friend of mine, and he fell and cut his knee, and so I just put him down, you know, with a stick. I just stabbed him a couple of times, and then I licked the puddle of blood like a stag in the dark wood.
Yeah. Well, we grew up in like a little house on the prairie type situation. If somebody, you know, twisted an ankle, you know, the rest of the wagon team's got to keep going. So you got to, you know, it's just good practice, you know, it's safer. It's better for the person, you know, don't not make them suffer. I never accidentally drank any blood. I've drank a lot of my own blood.
I've sucked a finger.
For sure.
I think maybe when I was really young, I probably picked a scab and licked it.
What about in a sexual experience?
No, I mean, I mean, there's been some blood present, but I never put it in my mouth.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
In a sexual experience, but what now? What are these? Are they? Are I guess it's like, are there? What's a convention like? Like, do you?
Are there meetups?
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Well, people will team up or form these little social groups so that they can be with people of the not just who are vampires, but oftentimes psi vampires will be with other psi vampires. You know, the Sangs with other Sangs, and also there are people who are hybrids too, who believe they can do both. People who want to be, who want to give you their like flesh in a way, you know, that if that doesn't make you feel special, then I don't know what does, man. You know, someone wants to literally give you their life force.
Well, we skipped out on your drinking blood stories, Shaver.
I've made out with someone who had a fever blister. Does that count?
It was a bloody fever blister.
I mean, sometimes it happens, man.
All right. Well, was it? It didn't turn you, though.
No, I know. I'm not turned. I didn't find it. There wasn't anything super special about it. And to be honest with you, I've always been a little bit confused by the whole sucking on like a boo boo type of thing. It's like such a instant reaction for a lot of people, and like to me, it's always like, I don't know, man. Maybe just get like a piece of toilet paper.
Well, is there not like a medical thing to it? Like you start sucking on it, and it helps, like speed up the
The saliva. I think is actually good for it, for so whatever reason. I do think it is like an instinctual thing that people do for a reason. Maybe
like
it's just
your
because
wound.
Iron is iron's hard to find when you're on the pilgrim trail.
That's interesting.
Don't want any of that iron leaking out of your system. Especially as a vegetarian, if I ain't losing none of my own blood, I got to suck that right back in the system.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should start sucking on some blood. You know, because Adam, a lot of times you'll see him, he'll be walking around, and then all of a sudden he'll have to like grab a wall or
just
a chair or
just
something.
Just shaky.
Yeah.
Shaky. Because he's only eating them plants, you know. So it
really does a number on
different
me.
Different forms of wheat. Yeah, you do. In your eyes, the past, you know, since I came into the house, you looked more, you know, hungry, but also like righteous.
I've been sending money to one of the TV preachers.
Yeah,
I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
How much of that? You got some of that water? Ooh, what if there was like a TV preacher vampire who sent you some magic blood? You know, but it turned out it's just really it was.
So,
you know.
I believe we were talking about
what?
Where were we about the
God?
Yeah.
Somehow I think
club.
The vampire club isn't going
to
transfer into the baseball.
Why don't they just?
I think they already found something. But how many are there? Do you have any sense of like what the community is like?
You know, I didn't get like a legit number. It does seem like they're. I saw some people who are a little bit upset. Like they feel like they're not. Like some people from the UK were like, I'm jealous of the American vampires.
Because they've got a cool movie of that.
Well, no, they can't. They don't have as many vamps around them, I guess, where it's not as organized, maybe. So it seems like there's a lot in America. Seems like there is, which I don't know. I don't know why that. I don't know what if there's anything to get from that. There's not, I guess, because you're just born with this. So.
Is there any celebrity vampires? Like, is there anyone who dabbles that
out? Couldn't find any celebrities. Couldn't find any celebrities. Although there is the role-playing vampires, the ones who like to dress up like the fictional like vamps. They're known to like love the tabletop RPG Vampire the Masquerade. That is like a huge part of the guy, the kind of the more posery vampires. They all love playing this one game.
I really wish that it was the Sanguineers,
Sanguinarians
really liked the tabletop game. It's just a coincidence, so
It's like it's just a good game. But although that is funny though, think about how many like companies are just like catering to these people who want to be vampires. Like that could be any other like tabletop RPG, but they're like, no, we're going to go real deep with the vampire stuff in this one because these people will
eat it up. Is there a market for equipment? Are there Facebook groups? And
Definitely. Well, yeah, and the role players definitely will. You can find them at most like at you asked about conventions at like most like kind of like what's the word I'm looking for? The people like to dress up like comic book characters and stuff.
Oh, cons, like a
Comic Con, yeah, cosplay. Yeah. It's like a cosplay.
Yeah, you can find them at any of those places, because that in a sense is kind of what they're doing. They do, though. Some of them take it really far, where they'll also like sleep in coffins like at night, and like the whole sun thing isn't. That's all considered fictional by people who consider themselves to be real. All those weaknesses is kind of mostly they consider that to be fictional.
Yeah. It's really so you got your legit ones, and then you got people who are just like they're kind of playing into the character.
Yes.
Of it, so
and yeah, like to say it pisses off a lot of the.
I would like to know if the creator of that game meant for it to be a vampire game, or you know, because like creating games is kind of hard. It's probably kind of hard to really, really profit from a board game, to like break into that world. So I wonder if they were excited or happy that it became the vampire game, or if they meant for it originally to be a vampire, or if they're just like, wow, we're selling a lot of copies of this to the vampires.
This is like really working.
Let's double down.
Or is the community so small that even though it's big in that community, it's only a fraction of the sales of a globally marketed board game? Or like, I mean, I imagine if you've got a game, and I have seen that game at like Walmart, I want to know like a number of how many of these.
Yeah,
I want to do a vampy census.
Yeah. Well, we should get a count on how many of these people there are, just so we can
make that many wooden stakes.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like when Batman wanted to be able to take out Superman, right? Like that was a whole idea.
Yeah.
But in the vampire sense, you know, because we can't have these people just running around drinking blood and getting wild. Like if there's too many of them, you know, I don't.
We'll have to join them.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't want to start drinking blood. I don't think it tastes good, and I don't think that I want to have to.
Earlier, you were saying you were biting backs all the time.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't like it when someone bites too hard. It's not fun. And then, you know, I've definitely bitten too hard, and it makes you feel bad whenever you do. I don't get any pleasure out of that. So, like, I really do, you know, I think we need to stop these people. I think they need to cool it off.
Oh, coming out hot.
You're sounding like you are prime. You're a prime fucking candidate for to join the actual group of vampire slayers that are out there in the world.
You shut up.
Uh-huh.
You should.
And they are insane.
Oh, this is good. This is good.
Yeah, very Christian. And what they mostly do is because they believe that because they take it all into the fictional like Dracula idea completely. They don't even like it seems like these people don't research what these people say that they are at all. Because what they do, mostly is like swarm the like vampire websites with like hate mail. And like just basically
just what Van Helsing would do.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Van Helsing gets all strapped up like he's strapping on all these weapons. Then he sits in a chair and it's like
Yeah, like tiny little glasses on, just like
dear sir.
You all smell bad. And then they put in the little froggy thing. But what is there like any like protesting, or they just don't, they don't like, they think there's some devil in it?
Yeah. They're like, you are, I don't care what you say, you are in league with Satan. So we're going to.
Daniel. Yeah. It really does sound exactly like Daniel.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to swarm your website with hate mail, or it, like in some cases, they have actually like maybe found out someone who considers themselves to be and have actually done some violent things.
It's a little weird. And there's a certain amount of me just trying to be funny, which, you know, people think I'm hilarious. But I don't support fighting vampires. You know, if I met one, I would be like, hey, how you doing? And then I'd be cordial. I'll probably, you know, we'd probably be working with each other or something. Like if I met one at work or something, you know, I would be okay with these vampires. Mostly big danger of getting caught up in a conversation that I don't want to have at a holiday party. That's what I think these people are doing to people. I think that they're are wasting time with long conversations about blood and how and trying to make it sound normal. I bet there's some jabbers in this group. I bet there's some people talking.
You think they like really like to talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it seems like for the, you know, the most part of what I read, like they feel like they have to keep quiet, right? Like that's why these websites are around, because it's such a taboo to like to be known to drink your own blood or someone else's blood.
Is it bad to drink blood? Is there like a downside to it?
Oh, well, drinking someone else's blood for sure.
Well, it can be dangerous. I think it just depends on how much you drink.
Yeah.
But also like you know, if you have any diseases, what kind of medications you're taking also apparently can like cause that, because they have to vet these people, the people who like to be donors.
Yeah.
You have to get like a, you know, your STD test and stuff like that's how much those people want to be donors.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't mention it, but they another term for them other than donors is they consider themselves to be called black swans. A non-vampire person,
yeah.
who supports and donates blood to the vampires, black swans.
And they wear those outfits that Natalie Portman was wearing in that movie.
Yeah.
We are approaching the end of the podcast. I know Daniel's got something for us.
I do?
Well, do you?
No,
I don't know, Daniel. You look sad.
I look sad. You know, I just... I can't get into it, but, you know, it's tough when you got personal problems. I got a lot of things going on. I'm having to go take a drug test for an appointment for a job that I'm about to get, and that's very stressful, mostly because I can't do drugs. You know, and also when you get off the drugs, you start dreaming again, and I'm not a fan of that. I don't want to dream. They never work out. I had a dream where somebody had forklifted my car up in the air and traded out the wheels from an old Mercedes and put my wheels on the Mercedes and then put the Mercedes wheels on my car and then lifted it up in the air. And then I had to go to those fellas and be like, look, you done put the Mercedes wheels on my car and then lifted it up in the air. I don't like that. Could you please switch them back? And that was the dream that I had. And that stressed me out.
Yeah, that'll set you back a few
Sounds
days.
It's like a nightmare.
Yeah, I know. And it was real, real stressful. And also, it's just, you know, I've been having to wear a lot of suits lately I've been having to go to events and like schmooze with people. That's been stressful, you know, and then like changing job, I'm changing careers, hence the drug test thing. So I've been under a lot of stress lately, and, you know, I've been taking a lot of ED pills, you know, just almost daily. And it's just like, I don't think that does anything to you, but I think it messes with your brain. I think that your chi gets messed up when it, you know, I think there's something about you that just knows that you, you know, there's like lingering effects, you know. Yeah.
Daniel's going to fail his drug test because of boner pills.
Oh, you think they check for boner pills?
Yeah. No, you're going to get the drug test back. You're going to test clean for all illicit drugs, but they're going to be like, we can't hire you because you're just trying to be hard all day, guess. Your boner pills are just off the charts.
So you're saying that
can't
they
have
don't
have a pervert working here.
Yeah. You're saying that they don't want to have somebody, who might or may not, you know, be having a boner show up during work hours.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think that's some discrimination, and you can expect that, you know, from the normies, as I call them, those boner normies.
Maybe if you drank a little blood, your body would have so much blood in it.
Actually,
it just have to throw it into your old pecker.
I've been messing with you this vampire slaying thing, but maybe you need to try drinking a little blood before you get into this, man. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. There's a lot of sexual energy there.
Yeah, maybe so. I think, you know, I have got a second wind, and, you know, I was making jokes, making funnies like I always do, but you know, maybe I could find a family here. Maybe, you know, I'm always looking for fun things to do for extracurricular activities, and if drinking blood's that, maybe that's what it is.
Well, they're out there, and they want you, Daniel. Yeah. They want to be found. They want to be heard. All right?
I think I would.
Long live Sanguinarians.
I appreciate you giving them a platform to be heard, Jaber. Yeah. I think you were the man to do it.
Yeah. A mundane man. That's
also
what they call humans.
I feel like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mundane.
Oh, I didn't actually get to that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
okay.
You got anything else that you want to. We can always have a part two if you're.
Hey, we can always
inspired
come and talk to this. Like to say, there's a lot of stuff out there. There's a lot of information, and this is. I think it's just really surprising how many people consider themselves to be vampires and don't really like to be called vampires, because it's not about that. They are people who feel that they need to drink blood or feed off of another person's energy. It seems like there's enough people out there for there to be a lot of information about it.
Ooh, let's Shark Tank idea, blood straws.
Blood straw. Yeah. That would be great.
Like, you know, you ever
just
see those things
sharpened on one end?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Turn yourself into a fucking mosquito.
These people, obviously, they need product out there, guys. This is what this is all about, right?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think we did it. I feel really good about what we did here. I feel really good about the vampires, too, the sayings.
Yeah, but, no, they seem to be good.
I have nothing more funny to say. I think all the funny has been, I think a sanguinarian sucked it out of my body.
One of them long distance comedy sucks.
Yeah. Well, if you had the funny sucked out of you, it wasn't any of us on this side of the table. So
did you suck all of our energy, listener?
I think maybe that wheelbarrow that went by was one of those psychic energy.
He was just vampires. Carrying off a wheelbarrow of our charisma.
took it away.
All right. Well, that was excellent. Just like we do always every time. Here's our little sign off. Daniel, you're the best.
Adam, you smell great.
Daniel, you got a nice hat.
Adam likes to eat cake.
Daniel's got a good beard.
Adam plays with kids.
We all have a good time. I'll see you on the flip side
of the side.
Okay.